What about HER2? What is that?
HER2 is a very interesting gene. The analogy is basically that HER2 has important functions in everybody's body. I have two HER2 genes, one from my mom, one from my dad, and Neil Love has two. Somehow, something goes awry in tumors, and about 20% of women have tumors where this gene, instead of having two copies, may have 15 copies. And by having 15 copies, the normal function of the gene is interfered with, and this aberration causes aggressive behavior of the tumor.
And where does trastuzumab or Herceptin fit in dealing with these kinds of tumors?
Herceptin is an anti-HER2. And just as estrogen has receptors in the tumor cells, if you're HER2 positive, then the HER2 receptors on tumor cells can be interfered with. And trastuzumab binds to the HER2 receptor.
So it's like an antibody that blocks the receptor?
Correct.
And by using the Herceptin, how does that affect risk of relapse?
The results presented in 2005 indicated a very striking advantage with Herceptin. So the absolute benefit was approaching 20%, and that's extraordinary. When we talk about different ways of reporting benefit, so for instance, a few moments ago, we talked about a 50% benefit from estrogen antagonists. And the benefit of Herceptin, again, is about 50%. And then that would have to be additive on top of other things that are given, such as chemotherapy and hormonal therapy.